Children who are shy or disruptive in school may be at risk for poor academic achievement. I am Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Sandy McLowry, a professor of counseling psychology at New York University, shares the results of several research studies that point to the benefits of tailoring parental and teaching strategies to children's personalities.
One size fits all doesn't work with children. Instead, matching teacher and parenting strategies to children's different personalities is much more effective. I make that assertion after insights into children's temperament, an intervention that I developed was tested in 3 randomized clinical trials. Insights has teacher, parent, and classroom programs that work together to support kindergarten and first grade children. The intervention features 4 temperaments: social, shy, industrious, and high maintenance. Teachers and parents learn strategies that match a child's particular temperament. At the same time, children participating in classroom activities use puppets representing each temperament to resolve daily dilemmas. My research team and I recently tested the efficacy of insights in 122 classrooms in 22 urban elementary schools. The schools were randomly assigned to insights or a control group. Our findings show that children enrolled in insights experienced significantly faster growth in math, reading, and sustained attention compared to those in the control group. In addition, although children participating in insights decreased in behavior problems, the children in the control group exhibited increased behavior problems. We also found additional effects for children whose temperaments are shy or high maintenance. Those children are at risk for additional problems at school.
That was Sandy McLowry of New York University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.
And if it's profound, this just looking around. Well, then, gee whiz. Don't call me crazy. I never...